So let's go ahead, we'll go ahead and begin our Sevier County Commission meeting today. It's April 8th, 2024. In our meeting today, we have Commissioner Jensen, Commissioner Johnson, Commissioner Brown. We have Malcolm Nash, Executive Director, and Steve Waller, our Clerk Auditor. We will be looking for our County Attorney, Casey Jukes, to arrive. He is on Monday. He's very busy, but we'll look for him to show up, and we will welcome him when he gets here. So we have Ralph. Okay. Would you give us a pledge?
Sure.
And
sure.
A prayer and a pledge.
Our Father in heaven, we humbly bow our heads this day in commission meeting. We're indeed grateful for all the blessings thou bestows upon us in the county and the good people. We'd like to give thanks for all of our department heads and all the good employees and all the good people that live in Sevier County and make it a great place to raise a family. We're thankful for the moisture and the abundant snowpack we have in our mountains. We pray as we meet today that we'll have discernment and make good choices that will bless lives. Thankful for all we have and are, and pray for safety and protection amongst all of our employees, and especially our law enforcement and those who put their life on the line for us. Thankful for all that we have and are, and pray for these things and do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner Brown. Just as far as correspondence and business, we did receive in our packet, and we see that we received some information from the Ute Tribe, and so that is information that in our packet. We'll make note of that, communications from their tribe to us on some different issues. Any other correspondence we need to make mention of, Commissioner Jensen?
No correspondence, but... Okay. I move to reconsider the motion item addressed at 2 p.m. on March 25th, the 2024 commission meeting regarding the contract for construction of the replacement of the project at the fairgrounds.
Okay. So that would be reconsideration of that motion that we passed last commission meeting.
Correct.
And so you've moved that. Is there a second to that motion?
No.
Your motion is noted. I think it dies for lack of second, so okay. We'll note that you made that motion in our correspondence or business here
and
today.
I move to have the county attorneys make a motion to have the county attorney's office review the bidding related to the reconstruction contract to verify that it was properly bid before being presented to the commission for consideration.
Okay, this is a little bit new to me, this part of the business. Let's see. So you're moving that we
just review it so we make sure we do the process correctly.
Okay. We had some work on that this morning. I don't think that hurts. Is there a second on that one?
No. If Lisa wants to do that, it'll be outside of this meeting, outside the jurisdiction of the commission, because we met beforehand and discussed it on four or five meetings. To go beside those rules to save the county money. So, and that was all agreed on, and we discussed it in several meetings. So if he wants to have a lawsuit, he needs to go on his own.
No lawsuit whatsoever. Just a commissioner can consider a motion, or reconsider a motion that's been adopted. And that's all I'm wanting to do, is just make sure if these aren't, or if they're both denied, I would like them to maybe be on, or not
be on
maybe
record.
Be on the
be
on. Record, but on the... on our next commission meeting.
Well, that motion to have Casey look at it has died because of lack of second, too. So both those motions have been duly noted. And so what you're asking then, Commissioner Jensen, is to have that put on our agenda for the next commission meeting?
Yeah.
To be considered then. So,
yeah.
Okay. We can look at putting that on our agenda.
Okay.
For next commission meeting.
Thank you.
So, Bishop Brown, any correspondence or business you need to take care of?
Yes, the Jamboree went live, and I think last week we already had 330 people sign up. I don't know what the count is today. I'll be meeting with her a little later today. Also, the art show's finalizing some details to get that going, and looking forward to that. We have some wide participation, not just Mark County, planning on working with that.
Okay.
So we're excited for that.
I have no correspondence to share at this time.
I don't.
Okay. Steve? Okay. So with that, we'll move to the next item on our agenda, and that would be to consider the minutes of our March 25th commission meeting.
I'll make that motion. We approve the minutes as printed.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve those minutes. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Those minutes are approved. Okay. So next on our agenda, we have to consider the payment approval report, and that report is emailed to us each time it needs to be considered. So
I'll make a motion that we approve the payment approval report.
Second.
Okay. Been moved and seconded that we approve that report. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay, that motion is approved as well. Okay, the next item on the agenda is to consider a mutual and inducement agreement with Richfield City and the Utah beef producers.
I can address this if you
okay, please.
This is Richfield City's initiated this one. This formalizes the arrangement with Richfield City and Sevier County in partnership with Utah beef producers for the grant. The city was able to obtain. There's a matching portion of that one, and so this just formalizes the agreement of the county to participate in that matching portion of that grant.
Okay.
Is this $30,000? Is that the
agreement?
Okay. Yeah.
I see Casey has reviewed the agreement as well, so.
No. I'll make a motion to approve the mutual inducement agreement.
Okay. Been moved and seconded that we approve that agreement with Richfield City and the Utah beef producers. All those in favor of that that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes. Okay, the next item on the agenda is to consider recommendations for the personnel changes. Craig.
Thank you. So, just have one personnel change for today. It's Kyler Anderson, who's been hired as Road Maintenance Operator 1 for the County Road Department. Hire date was March 25th at a grade 14. At $22.20 an hour. It is a full-time position, non-exempt. We had Dakota Taylor resign from out there and took employment with the Forest Service, so this would be to fill that position.
It's a replacement.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he was hired off of a roster. That's why it kind of turned around so quick, because we had somebody from the last round of interviews. So
awesome.
Didn't have to go through the whole process again.
Okay.
That's feedy.
He must come with some experience in too.
Yes, he does.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
Okay, any questions for Craig on the recommendations that he's made then?
Thank you.
Yep. I'd accept a motion to approve those recommendations from HR and Craig Blake.
I'll make that motion. We approve the replacement hire for the road department.
And I'll second that.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded that we approve the recommendations for replacement in the road department. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes. Thank you, Craig.
Just have you sign that. I'm just going to give you a copy of this. This is just the resignation letter from Amy that makes that official for her.
Okay.
Only getting resignation. Yeah, got today. That today. So her last day will be Friday.
So we still have to wait till Friday at 5 p.m. to notify the Republican Party?
Correct.
Okay, so is this, where do we put this in?
That's just your copy.
Just an FYI.
Okay.
Just an FYI.
Okay.
Great, we'll keep the. I've got the original copy that I'll keep with her paperwork. So.
Perfect.
Thank you, Greg.
All right. I'm going to let Steve keep that then. So.
Steve, you're in charge.
Okay, next on our agenda, we have to consider requests to surplus county personal property. And we have that list in our packet.
After reviewing the list, I move that we approve the surplus county personal property list.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that that list be approved. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. So that motion passes, so those items are approved then. So Steve, just a little help here. Do we just move from our regular commission meeting to Board of Equalization?
Yeah. Okay. And this one we go to, it's an amendment to the exemption. They approved for exemption from taxes.
That's what we have.
Apparently there's a part of the property that needs to be exempted an additional percentage or something. Mm-hmm. I think Jamie was planning on coming in a couple of minutes early, but we'll want to recess this meeting and open up Board of Equalization.
Okay, yeah, we're at least 10 minutes ahead of.
And we could call her, I don't know if you want to try.
We'll just take a quick pause and we'll call and see if Amy wants to come then, so.
Just
wait just a minute for Amy to come. And this is the last item we have on our agenda. So we need to adjourn and then go into the Board of Equalization. So I'd accept a motion to move from this, from our commission meeting to the Board of Equalization.
So moved.
And I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we move from commission meeting to the Board of Equalization. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay, so we are now in the Board of Equalization. Oh.